Hello, 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 party people. We are once again thinking about Hitler and how sick nasty he was.
Sick nasty.
Awesome, crazy.
Because if you get to the core of the motivation behind him, behind the whole Nazi thing, it's not political, it's even beyond race. Because we have reasons why for the preservation of traditional customs and cultures should be. Like, we can figure out reasons for that based on our metaphysics.
Based on metaphysics, yeah. There's something, you know, it's always going to have to do with, well, like, you know, heaven and God and these things that are, like, meaningful no matter
which way, like, you look at it. Those German guys, they were smart. They were adults, and they weren't, you know, Mesoamerican drones who just, you know, go, just act, and don't ever think about it. They had metaphysics.
Yeah, they're too smart, because you have to think, like, what was he trying to accomplish? Like, you're going to go out of your way to do this thing, and then you don't really have any reason for doing it other than, oh, power, I guess. But, like, there's so many other ways to get power that are, or be authoritarian, or...
So, okay, I'll just reiterate what I said before. I'm imagining a four-sided axis, like the political compass, but think of it this way. It's a normal distribution, so the big upside-down U is at the middle. It's a bell curve.
Mm-hmm.
At the extreme left end of it, the first low part of the distribution, I would put libertarians there, and they look at National Socialism with a strictly economic lens, in a very detached from culture or passion or motivation. They don't think about that too much. They just think, well, they were National Socialists, their motivations had to do with that. They were authoritarian, and that's how they characterize Nazis. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to the normal, where the bell curve goes up, where most people are at, and they're at the middle ground of passion and motivation.
Yeah.
And those people fixate and pay attention to and acknowledge two things that they characterize Nazism by, which is anti-Semitism and racism. And the whole part of that distribution is, I think it's good, and I think it's bad. It's just that. But the characteristics they focus on are the same. Anti-Semitism and racism, and whether it's good or bad. That's it. Most people think that that's... They think of Nazism as just that. They identify with it because of it. But that's not all of it. That's my point. It's... You can be a nationalist and an anti-Semite without being a Nazi. Because even that, if you associate those two, I mean, associate makes sense, but if you identify those things as if they were the same, nationalist and whatever, you don't think Jews are good news. You automatically think Nazi, but that's not necessarily the case. Because the average nationalist anti-Semite nowadays, he's not anywhere near as esoteric as Nazis were.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's up with that?
Well, yeah, and plenty of people... I mean, we're, you know, racist and anti-Semitic, and we're not... Like, there's plenty... Because that's just a natural thing that happens.
Yeah.
And there's people from... You can be any political denomination, and, you know... So it's not as... it's really not an accurate... It's super vague. But, like... We're kind of dumb because we didn't really investigate it. We're like, oh, yeah, I guess they're kind of into Christianity, whatever, whatever. But they had, like, that's important. They had a metaphysic of some sort. They had a weird version of Christianity, and they were doing occult rituals. That's significant. And what we just realized was that the swastika was a Buddhist symbol. Think about that.
And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
But why is really, Hitler it's a using Buddhist a symbol. Buddhist symbol on everything when he's supposed to be a nationalist? And where is he getting Where is he reading about Buddhist symbols from in Germany in the 1930s as like a soldier?
Like,
yeah, Mr. Kai.
I know for sure that those guys get a lot of Hindu. They draw off like the Evola has the whole Kali Yuga thing.
Hmm.
It's Hindu. That's Hindu stuff. Aryans, I think, also are directly related. Aryans, I think, derived directly from Hinduism. Anyway, we're talking about motivations here.
I wish I didn't know the answer to all those questions. What do you know, Ms. Joe Biden? We're trying to figure out.
Dad may know some stuff, but I don't know. Her dad also thinks that like the Earth is hollow.
Yeah.
Or some goofy thing. Honestly, I cannot even say that's a goofy thing without thinking, unless inside my own head at this point.
Yeah. But,
Indo-Iranians. Okay, whatever. Point is, I'm thinking about motivations here. So this comes from a... It's directly related to our interest in like psychology and metaphysics.
Because
everything is connected to those. So when you begin, what's a low resolution sort of objective framework for that? It's, you know, economic. But then anybody who notices, yeah, these things are motivated by race. Right. But why would you presume that race isn't also motivated by something else?
Yeah, because
people don't stop there.
Yeah, their whole goal was like making a master race, but for what? For what objective? For what reason? Why is it even like, why is that meaningful? They had to think about it because they're not dumb.
And the common person who is in the middle ground and they actually know some stuff, they recognize and acknowledge and characterize Nazism with the importance of race being emphasized, and anti-Semitism also, tangentially. But we're very different anti-Semites from Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Very different, because their stuff was way more Darwinian and way less metaphysic related.
Yeah.
Way less, you know, focused on the religious end of Judaism, which is what makes them the way they are. And what makes them, it's not just them, it's anybody who does that sort of thing. So Freemasons, because that's something the Catholic Church has has interacted with before.
Yeah.
Freemasons, and it's real, like Gnostics too, same thing.
Yeah, but why should you even care about societal ills? Like, this just comes back to the, like, core issue of existence. You don't have a metaphysic, you don't have a reason to live, basically, if you don't have some transcendental framework.
Eugenics was a rather popular idea at the time. That's waving it away, because right now, imagine 50 years from now, someone looks back on it and says, yeah, these people were socialists just because left-wing populism was just popular. We know that not to be the case. We know that the people who are pushing for that, they're not just thinking, yeah, man, help the poor, but they're just ignorant. No, they know what they're doing. They know the effects and, you know, what you can do with that. And we know that they're not just idiotic socialists. We know they're devil-worshipping Satanists. We know that. So it's deeper. We know that these left-wing people, they're not just, you know, fighting for the working class just in a counterproductive way. No, they want power. They want, you know, they're a pedophilic cabal, and they're amassing power with that as a motivation. They're, you know, taking DMT, getting in contact with otherworldly entities, all that stuff. So, don't think it's simple. Don't think it's simple, because when is it ever? that simple. It's not. Couldn't be.
Where's the voice coming from? Discord?
Couldn't be. Couldn't be simple. So.
Yeah, from Discord. I'm talking to QAnon right now.
Okay, so when you're moving past, and this came from looking at other people who were into eugenics, and the point of their, and even Nazis who were then taken to America, because you people who have been engaging in eugenics have been doing it for, you know, they predate Nazis by at least 150 years, since forever, since Sparta, but the eugenics that I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course, Google will not just give me a picture of a freaking proper swastika. It just shows me a bunch of random garbage. Thanks, Google.
So, you move beyond the common, because when you read how people commonly talk about Nazism and what it is, it doesn't really reflect how it actually was. It's just, they're arguing about the figurative modern sense of Nazism. Just purity, authoritativeness, race, and anti-Semitism, and that's it. And the Nazis were mainly motivated with racial purity to get rid of Jews. They weren't
just
like
show
us.
Me a swastika, retard.
Abortion is a successor of eugenics? That's right. And that has to do with, like, a child sacrifice, of course, because they're even killing babies after they're born. But beyond that, that's how they're getting rid.
And trafficking their body parts?
The unworthy children, that they're murdering. And, you know, Moloch, putting that in a big furnace. But beyond that, what are they doing to the kids that aren't? That are genetically superior? Because, what, do you think they don't believe in it? Do you think they're not stupid? The people at the top, they're not stupid. They know how things work. They play stupid. They're not stupid. One of the worst things
you can do. Hey, do any of you know how I get a picture of a swastika?
Look up Hack and Croiza.
I'm on DuckDuckGo even right now, and it's not giving me a proper picture. Oh my gosh. I hate
look
these
at that,
retards.
And you didn't get it.
Yeah, they're hiding it from me because it looks so cool. No, I still don't get it.
Yeah. Look up Hack and Croiza. Anyway.
Nope, it's still not showing me it.
You got
awesome.
Safe search on? I think you got safe search on.
I'm on. Okay. It's not
I
on.
I looked it up on Google and it showed up for me.
Yeah, show me. I'm trying to get the full flag in. I'm trying to get a proper picture
Nazi
to put behind
flag?
Me. And I can't get one.
Straight up Nazi flag? Hold up. Do you want the actual flag or do you want just the white ball with the swastika inside it?
The flag, the red.
Because the actual flag had the little iron cross and the sideways cross.
Oh, no, there's the ball. And it's this hard to just get a picture. Yeah, I'm Googling that and I can't get a freaking good one. I can't
the
get one in a proper format or something.
Was used
all right,
by
here
the
we
Nazi
go.
Party because it's an ancient Aryan Indo-Iranian symbol for luck. Okay.
Why are they using
that?
Yeah. It's a really
for
good
luck?
Question.
Might as well put freaking what is it called? Might as well put four leaf clovers there for luck. Put a freaking leprechaun.
Could put every culture has a symbol for luck. Something,
like,
you know.
Why would he specifically go to that? Plenty of other symbols he could have gone to. So what's up with that? So just like our current leftist leaders, they're not about, yeah, I want poor people to have high salaries. No, they want to destroy nations. They want to uproot civilization, wreck families, raise hell, etc. They only say that's what they want, a bigger government so they help more people. That's what they say. That's not the case. Because why would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they tell you the truth?
Yeah.
And why would they be on about their motivations when they know that it's crazy? It's too esoteric for a normal person to get, for the idiots
yeah.
to get. So, okay, back to what I was saying. With abortion, you get rid of the bad genetics. What about the good genetics? What do you do with them?
I don't know. Give them license to reproduce. Or give them free socialist bucks.
Sophia? Is that a rhetorical answer?
What?
Because the answer is gate. You train the higher, the genetically superior to be part of the elite. To be, you know, doing DMT, to be getting into these
things. Yeah, but how is that going to get them to reproduce?
It's not necessarily about reproduction, I think is the point. Because they don't want anybody to reproduce. What they the whole point of the breakaway civilization, it wasn't to rule the world. It was to make the world decay.
Oh, and I thought we were still talking about Nazis here.
Well, I'm making a comparison.
Okay.
They get the good eugenics, the positive end of eugenics. That part is useful for the leftists right now. That part is useful for training them to be, you know, psychic interfacing, whatever. And the Nazis definitely did the eugenics part of, you know, removing the genetically inferior. What did they plan to do with the genetically superior exactly? Nothing? Just make them reproduce a lot for what? What was the use of that?
Well, there's all of that. But we should actually figure out what occult stuff they were doing.
So that's because
we know they had to be there had to be a metaphysic.
So yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You move beyond the purely economic analysis, and you move beyond the passion, the low-level passions and interests and motivations of, you know, nationalism and anti-Semitism, and then you go to the core of their passion and motivation, which is why would they? Okay, so they were an authoritarian government with socialist tendencies to protect white people and keep them around, and that's the next level of this is what I'm trying to figure out. What were they protecting white people and keeping them around for? And it wasn't just any white people. It was because they didn't like Slavs or the Polish, if I remember correctly. Aryans. To mean the highest IQ people other than the Japanese. So what is the metaphysic?
Yeah.
That motivates them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it the same thing about psychic interfacing?
It's really simple. Like, it's really simple. It only takes one question that you can't get by, which is like, what is the point? You say the point is to get a master race. For what?
For what?
For a good society. Why do you want a good society? What's the point of that?
Is it just a good society? Or do they have higher ambitions than that?
Yeah. That's what Are I'm they thinking. In... contact with interdimensional DMT, you know, were they using drugs in the military at the time?
They were, because every military is doing drugs for a performance enhancing, but I don't know if they were doing like DMT type thing.
Yeah, because I don't know if that helped you fight better. 1,000 year
realm, that already sounds religious to me.
Yeah.
But for what? Your realm of just white people walking around, for what? What were their point?
They were using meth.
Yeah, okay. That sort of thing. I get that. Performance-enhancing drugs for soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But were they doing psychedelics of any sort? I don't know. Nazis and psychedelics, I guess, is my...
Does meth get you in contact with... Because people do hallucinate really badly.
You just get wired. Meth? Yeah, the soldiers did meth. What did the leaders do? Is a metaphysic.
Yeah, where does the term Aryan come from? I've heard in other Hindus. Places. Yeah.
Pretty sure it's Hindus.
Because there's also the Aryan heresy.
Oh, that's a different. It's an Aryan with an I. The Reich, 1,000 year holy reign. Holy? What do you mean?
Oh yeah, they wanted to be the successor to Holy Roman Empire. Yeah, I know about that. Like, the Nazi experimented on Jews and twins and people with weird eye colors.
Weird eye colors. That's weird because that's a thing in like indigo children type stuff.
Right.
So I'm thinking they knew some. First,
right? Yeah, what Catholic. Was. Yeah, the third why one definitely they...
wasn't. The third one definitely wasn't.
Because they always say, like, in regard to that, oh, they did experiments on, like, twins and weird eye color people. Why? Oh, they thought it was interesting, I guess. No! Like, why would they spend money on that? Because it's a war effort. They need to allocate their resources properly.
Like, I don't know, like, how much of the stuff you read about it is fake, or how much is it... Because if you go straight to normal sources, it's all retarded and made up.
Yeah.
And if you go to poll sources, there's... The focus is completely different. There's a lot of bias on the other side as well.
Yeah. There's just... It's purely nationalistic focus.
Yeah. Which I don't think it is. Human experimentation didn't actually happen. Yeah, I consider that. I don't know. I really don't know.
You're just making up, like, weird, vague, interesting stuff to keep you occupied?
Because what's the use of a really high IQ? I mean, if you have an average IQ population, that's good enough to keep a civil society. That's good enough for a civil society. So what are the super high IQs? What are they useful for?
Millenarianism? Is this
Chopper? That's not the point. That's not the point. The point is the metaphysical motivation and passion that led them to be nationalistic and anti-Semitic. I mean, I guess their anti-Semitism isn't really. It was just racial. The Jews are not pure.
Yeah, they didn't know about, No. Hitler knew about, like, the banking stuff.
Yeah.
And all that.
He knew that. And, like, his motivation came a lot from, the Jews being behind Weimar Germany and the Versailles Treaty.
Versailles.
Yeah. That was his thing. Germany got done wrong. And the Weimar Republic was full of Jews. And they were making the society look like a hellhole.
I don't think Hitler was, like, dumb or insane, though.
Yeah, don't think he was dumb or insane either. I would imagine you'd want a superior side for national defense.
Yeah, we're not, like, you don't need to tell us, like, we know about the Holocaust or whatever. We're not retarded. Don't keep repeating the same factoids over and over again.
If they were led by God, why would they have persecuted Catholics?
Millenarianism is the belief by a religious, social, or political group or movement in a coming fundamental transformation of society after which all things will be changed.
I have a feeling that a lot of the poll guys have a pride issue. Of thinking a lot of people are just stupid. They're not.
The two worst things you could be, a nationalist and a socialist. Nationalism isn't sufficient by itself, but it is good.
I think that's a straight up quote from, like, some libertarian. Probably Gary Johnson.
Yeah, that's a Gary Johnson quote.
We got Gary Johnson in the chat. Nazis weren't spiritually led by God, but I do believe they had some metaphysical motivation, because if no one doesn't.
Yeah.
Especially people who are highly motivated to world-changing endeavors.
Yeah, they're up to so much and so fervently. Like, they got so much done in such a short period of time. You have to have a lot of energy and motivation to do that. So they have to have a not only a metaphysic, as everyone does, but like a strong one that they were heavily focused on.
Yeah. Like, what for? What for the super high IQs? What for? Yeah, look into Nazi occultism. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because there was stuff there very similar to Gnosticism. It's like some elements of Christianity, but altered and infused with occultism.
Yeah, that's Gnostic as F. And it's, like, that makes me really think that they were doing DMT or getting... Because everyone that does, like... Demons really like Gnosticism.
Yeah, that is... Because, like, the straight up...
Because they basically get to call God evil, so it, you know... And it's really effective.
Because no Satanism is, like... Is Satanism properly put as you'd imagine it and as it would probably be depicted. It's always... do what you want to do. You're free to do
anything. Yeah, Aleister Crowley didn't even believe in
but
the
ritual stuff.
But
that moves up a level when you get into, like... Because Satanism, in that sense, can be really, you know, atheist or secular.
Or, sorry, not Crowley, LaVey.
You level up when you're a Satanist to think you can make up your own rules. And you figure out that spirits exist. And then you're thinking, oh, they just possess hidden knowledge. It's all a bunch of energy and hidden knowledge, and I'm finding it out. All that. What specific occultism? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
This guy here, what's going on? We're trying to figure out what metaphysics the Nazis believed in. Because everyone knows their policy, but nobody knows what their religious stuff
was. Were they interested in space exploitation? Maybe that's why they wanted high IQ? I know they weren't. You know why? Because the current people... trying to, you know, get in contact with aliens. They're not going into space anymore. They gave up on that one. It's all a bunch of crap. It's all a bunch of stone. Floating rocks.
You sort of realize because space is limited to 3D. You have to go in other dimensions to talk to aliens. Also, what
Hitler wasn't
about...
Catholic? What?
What do demons, what do demons like about UFOs? They made UFOs, too. What is up with that shape?
I don't think they made UFOs. I think they naturally just looked like that. There was I sent you the picture, didn't I? Hold up. Like a depiction of a demon was exactly that of a gray alien way before gray aliens were a thing. You ever seen that?
No, but you told me they made UFOs. Unless I'm hallucinating.
Oh, the Nazis made UFOs, yeah. I don't know what that shape came from. Victor, do you believe someone can get cursed so bad by demons that they stick around for generations and attack their great-grandchildren? That's possible, and it takes... I would take effort to get rid of. Do the proper things. Separate yourself from the ones that aren't doing the proper things. Etc.
Alright.
Nazis are making the first space rockets look up V1.
Yeah, I don't think it's as simple as them just being like, Nazis are the ultimate evil. I think they're like, I think they're like Gnostics in that they were... Well, they had a lot of stuff right.
Yeah.
But some sort of our metaphysic is weird from what we can tell so far.
Understand a want of demonic metaphysical beliefs for the Nazi socialists, but they were going against the world's evil. This is the thing, you're still conceptualizing them in a figurative sense of nationalism and anti-globo homo. They're just a political group. There have been millions like them. Just as nationalistic, just as, you know, seeking of a certain morality. Those guys have been around since forever. This is why I find the nationalist anti-Semitic stuff not interesting to even discuss, because it's obvious. Everyone's like that, naturally. They just were very rigorous about it, but that was it.
Yeah, where does the black sun come from?
It's a pagan symbol.
Okay, that makes more sense, but...
Yeah.
It is in order to find families having the same... Yeah, this generational sins, that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. I mean, the average Nazi certainly was just a nationalist who were, you know, caught up. The red represents communism, the white Aryans. The swastika keeps the communists back.
It doesn't look like there's a cohesive, I'll read through this Wikipedia, but it doesn't look like they have a very cohesive view of what... It's probably a lot of lying, too. It's probably everything here is made up. And that's a real problem. But what was up with the Third Testament?
Their main gig was defying international socialism. No, that wasn't their main gig at all. Nazis attempted to demean them by the Jews.
Yeah, that actually is a slur that they made.
That's the point I don't get. We're just using it in the sense of I'm not gonna say national socialist. It's too many syllables.
Yeah.
The Black Sun was invented by the SS. It was done to be similar to the old... Wait, wasn't the Black Sun already a pagan symbol beforehand? Schwarze Sun.
And it's probably that everything, like... Because they destroyed... the Allies destroyed, like, regular paintings, sculptures, just beautiful works of art. Because they were too beautiful, and I guess, you know... Can't have any of that going on in the modern age. And,
The more we look into this, the more it looks back at us.
Was that the last time? Was that the last time a civilization ever made good art? They wanted to wipe that off the face of the planet?
I think it was just, like, anything good coming from the Nazis has to be, like, wiped out.
Yeah, maybe. But I cannot think of any other, like, nation that recently that wanted to do, like, Greco-Roman revival...
I don't fall for the more it looks back at us.
I have no idea what that even means. That's like a Nietzsche thing. I never understood what the frick that's supposed to mean.
I don't know. We more look... It's basically saying that it's like the more you look into it, the more likely it is you'll be a Nazi or something. I've seen a lot of Pole guys say very similar things.
We spent like a year on Pole and still could never get over the authoritarian... Can't be justified.
We have to dig through all the propaganda and use Occam's Razor. This is the problem with Occam's Razor, is that when we get to topics like these, things don't get simple. Because if you're going to go simple, you're going to go secular. Well, if that's not the meaning of it looks back at us, I don't know. I wouldn't know what the meaning is. I think I'm right. Insofar as the international finance system was considered part of the international socialist threat, Jewish... That wasn't their main thing. From what I've seen, the preservation of the Aryan race and the
I just kept like, out of it. Okay, well, was that the last time they allowed anything good to be in a prominent museum? Because I'm sure, yeah, some people are.
Oh yeah, I know. There's plenty of artists right now.
Making good stuff.
Still making good stuff. Yeah. And I think the focus on the proliferation of the Aryan race and its preservation, et cetera, that was a bigger focus than even the enemies they had in mind.
Yeah.
There was the whole thing.
And that's not a metaphysical thing. That's still a material thing.
Yeah, still.
So there's no way that it could be their top priority, necessarily, because metaphysics trumps physics.
Actually, true. The more I look into this, the more it pulls me to become a Nazi. But I know it's wrong. I've recognized that in myself for a long time, and it just doesn't affect me. I know exactly what I share with them at this point. Yeah, Hungary is a pretty good one.
I know, you know, like, Catholic stuff is still really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've preserved all the stuff in Rome.
Thinking about Nazi occultism to the sound of Stereo Lab, as always.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny, because Stereo Lab is like a French Marxist gay band.
Like, the whole point about international, they just saw it as, the point that they didn't like them wasn't because they were just evil, it was because they meant the destruction of the Aryan race. So the motivation for their destruction came from the preservation of the Aryan race. So the primary thing is the Aryan race. Why? It was a means of protecting the Aryans. Okay, so the motivation came from Aryans. At this point, I just need an exorcism. Seriously, start praying the rosary.
Yes. That is the best thing you can do.
Look it up how to do it. I'm so serious. Look up how to do it. You don't need an actual physical rosary. You can just pray the prayers. Although the physical rosary helps. You probably have one around. But pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. But I mean it. Pray the rosary. Not just pray. Pray the rosary. The Hail Marys and the Our Fathers and the Apostles' Creed and the Hail Holy Queen. Pray the rosary. You guys Catholic? We are. They were really destroying the white Aryan race, which was odd. Yeah, certainly.
But why would, I get, like, nationalism and protecting your race even fits into Catholicism, but we know they weren't Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So what was, like,
weren't Catholic?
Because they were doing some stuff that was not good. At the time, simultaneously doing stuff that was good. So what, like, if they were in contact with, like, evil spirits, what is their interest with, like, fighting off degeneracy? Because that doesn't really add up. Like,
as a German, okay, so yeah, the Germanic race.
Yeah, Hitler, you should kill the gays and get rid of the trannies and all this degenerate stuff. That does not sound like something a demon would say.
I'm not so sure about that. Especially purism, because there's such a thing as the cult of Hygina, which was a Greek goddess, and by goddess, I mean otherworldly entity. So, and the eugenics nowadays is sound. It's only horrible and evil, but the higher IQ people do get favored by it. So what's up with that?
And why is it not a part of Nazism today? That same, if it was a demonic thing, wouldn't it carry over?
It hasn't.
It was a one-time thing.
To an extent, it actually has, because there's plenty of people in Poland who get into it. With Ein Sof. I've seen that pop up in poll multiple times. Gnostic stuff. But the reason that the main thing it has become just race and anti-Semitism is because that is the figurative meaning of Nazi. They're not taking Nazi as the political group of the 30s. They're taking Nazi as the meaning of it. That people use in common parlance, which is racist anti-Semites. That's it. And they just talk about whether it's good or bad, but that's not the point I'm trying to even get into. I'm just trying to figure out what they were, what they stood for. Because if you, I mean, there, I can think up of occult uses to breed large amounts of people that are, have high IQs and that are militaristic, so they're willing to take orders, which was the whole point of Hitler Youth. And on top of those things, they're immaculate.
Well, in the material sense, did they have a long-term plan?
1,000, you're right. That was the only thing. That was a...
Did they want to, like, stretch across the whole...
Well, not yeah, the they whole, wanted to or... expand all over Europe.
Yeah. Well, they can't expand past that because there's too many brown people. Unless... Unless they just kill them all, but...
Well, there were black soldiers in the SS.
Yeah, I don't think there were enough black people around for them to develop a strong doctrine of hate for them. Because they're, like, on... Even on Wikipedia, it says they... Yeah,
crazy about Negroes.
Yeah, even on Wikipedia, it says, yeah, they weren't that harsh on blacks.
There's just brown people of all kinds. Black was just one of them. Jew, that was the point. Racism wasn't even that much of a... Just Jews was the big focus.
Okay, let's see.
On the French border, I think I've already read about that, where they had some problems with the Negro society. Folks.
Ariosophy.
Yeah, I've seen that. Wasn't many blacks here because they weren't a threat. Yeah, exactly. Jews were, but I doubt that it was just that. They hated the Jew because they wanted to whore out the woman. Are you typing like a retard on purpose? I mean, you're right, but I don't think it stops there.
We're not asking why they hated Jews. We hate Jews too. We know what the... we hate black people. We hate Jews. We already know about it. Shut up! We already know 6 million didn't die, retard. Come on, man. Get metaphysical already.
Got what it takes to get it through your thick melon?
What don't you hate?
Point is, you can move beyond the figurative sense of Nazi as it is used.
We're not hating on fascists. You can move beyond that. We're just asking what their metaphysic was.
I'm hating on... Whole point is that there was a lot of occultist stuff in Nazism. Trying to figure out exactly where does that fit in, because I don't know how many of you know that, but they got a German poet to write a third testament and in an attempt to de-Judaize the Bible.
Yeah, that's weird. That's significant. All right.
That's weird, isn't it? And the idea of good Christianity with elements of...
Joe Biden, what do you know? She's the only person I trust here to know anything about this because her dad is insane. Is this... I even trust Wikipedia.
Well, he was... He had a lot... There was a lot of Protestant stuff. They weren't fond of Catholicism, but...
Oh man.
Bye. Retard. First time I'm hearing of it? Yeah, guess what? They never tell you about that.
Uh-huh. There are many works that speculate about National Socialism and occultism. So, like, okay, you invaded the whole place, like, were there no... They didn't have a lot of time to, like, gather their stuff, and would they even be interested in obscuring it? Because they didn't really care about the camps or anything. Because there weren't actually any death camps to hide, but, Nazi master plan of the persecution of the Christian churches.
Okay.
The objective was to remove explicitly Jewish content from the Bible. Yeah, that's sort of, I guess they were kind of dumb in that they didn't realize that Jews were cool and that the Jews of that time were not real Jews. And that's why they sucked.
Positive Christianity, yeah, that's the term. It's Gnosticism. I don't believe that. Wikipedia with triple parentheses. Wow, you're freaking awesome, dude. Can I get an autograph? Yo, no, I thought Wikipedia was very reliable.
Alfred Rosenberg was in... head of the Reich Ministry of the Occupied and war criminal. Wait, he's Jewish. What? It's right there in the name.
I'm not sure every Berg is Jewish. I think Berg just means city in German.
Yeah, because the Jews stole that.
Yeah,
the Jews. Okay, a Baltic German. Yeah, I was just really confused for a second. I had to remember that that's actually a German thing. Okay. St. Paul was responsible for the destruction of the racial values from Greek and Roman culture?
Go to hell.
The dogma of hell advanced in the Middle Ages destroyed the free Nordic spirit. Go to hell! What do you mean by that, you...
Go to hell,
you freaking shill.
Isn't Judaism just the Old Testament? No!
No!
It's not even close.
It's not! That's 0.34% of Jews nowadays. Karaite Judaism. The rest of Jews believe in a thing called the Talmud, which was invented after all real Israelites died. And guess what they say in the Talmud? That you can rape...
Girls and beyond that, around
rape girls
a thousand,
below 3,
thousand.
Rape girls above 3, rape boys that are younger than 9, and it's all alright.
Around 1,000 and like 1,200, there was a third one getting compiled called the Zohar for mysticism. Oh no, like talking about Nazism brings out the schizophrenics. Yeah, the Bible is not Jewish at all. Depends on what you mean by Jewish. The percent of Jew blood in the current Jews are like 3% or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Things like peaking at 11 or something. But most Jewish people that are Jews are like 11%. Present day Jew, yeah. Still, I don't like giving them that term Jew. If someone's going to lose the term Jew, it's going to be the modern ones.
Original sin and grace are oriental ideas that corrupt the purity and strength of Nordic blood. Okay, so you're cool no matter what you do, right?
Kill yourself.
Because you're so pure, you're awesome. Kill yourself.
6 foot Aryan, high IQ. Yeah, I can do whatever I want. Go to hell. Go talk to DMT demons. Thing in the Judaism where Orthodox Jews force girls to have sex every Friday, even if the woman doesn't want to? I don't know.
Probably.
Okay, so he was waging war against Christianity, then what the frick is a, is...
What the frick is that, though? We're gonna change Christianity to fit our purposes? No, buddy, you're gonna change your purposes to fit Christianity, retard. What the hell would you think that would work? Replace the Bible with Mein Kampf. Man, that's crazy, though. Replacement of the Christian cross with the swastika. Retarded.
Bruh, dude, you are retarded. Why are you typing like a dumb idiot?
I know, but he did end the usury. Not even what we're talking about. Straight up just reading. Pull. Like, yeah, it was. We know the good aspects of it. We're not ignorant. Not too much. It's just not all good. Is that what you're gonna try to say? The Nazis were all good?
Okay, so this is sort of internally contradictory because it says it's very, like, hostile towards Christianity, and then he starts promoting positive Christianity. Wait, what? Mm-hmm. Reinhard Heydrich, the head of the security police, banned lodge organizations and esoteric groups on the 9th of June, 1941. Smoking. So they banned esoteric stuff?
This is disgusting. Nazis were initially very hostile to Catholics because most Catholics supported the German Center Party. Catholics opposed the Nazis' promotion of compulsory sterilization, so eugenics, of those who they deemed inferior, and the Catholic Church forbade its members to vote for the Nazis. In 1933, extensive Nazi violence occurred against Catholics due to their association with the Center Party and their opposition to the Nazis' sterilization laws. The Nazis demanded that Catholics declare their loyalty to the German state. Go F yourself. In their propaganda, Nazis used elements of Germany's Catholic history, in particular the German Catholic Teutonic Knights and their campaigns in Eastern Europe.
Okay, I'm seeing theosophy here, which is... not good.
Straight up banana nuts. Peak bananas.
In the wake of his flight to Scotland, right? They banned. Why would they do that? They banned lodge organizations and esoteric groups. Okay, so what was happening pre-1941 then? And then there's the Thule Society, which believed that the Aryan race came from Atlantis. and then took refuge in Iceland.
These eggs is crazy, though.
Hyperboreans? Oh, no. Are these Nephilim? Well, I've
heard that before.
We're a race of giants who live beyond the north wind. Oh, mama.
That's some chimichangas right there.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay.
Rejected its Jewish origins in the Old Testament and portrayed true Christianity as a fight against Jews, with Jesus depicted as an Aryan. Dude, Jesus was a Jew, though. What you saying? A real one. It sounds like masturbation machine. Is that all you can say? It's like funny poll stuff about the Nazis and how awesome they were. Again, we know everything good about the Nazis. Not the point. The entire Old Testament was cut off.
I don't think I can focus if we're streaming. I don't think this is a good time to look into this because it's just schizos in chat who are being distracting.
Yeah, this guy's gone. I'm just gonna read a bit. Hold up.
I'm getting, I'm overheating right now, so I'm gonna... BRB.
All right. Eliminate Catholicism, unite Protestantism into a single unitary positive Christian church. Retards. Claim non-Jewishness of Christ. Eliminate the whole entire Old Testament. These Iggas was retarded, though. No evidence that Hitler himself in his personal life ever expressed any individual belief in the basic tenets of the Christian church. So... Oh, no. I like how y'all are libertarians but displaying a Nazi flag. Huh? Don't mean they're Nazis? Satire? It's not satire. We're talking about Nazis. What are you talking about? How do we know that's true? I don't know. I'm trusting this. Because if I am to presume that all of it is fake, then it's a really difficult. Way to go about things. Like, what am I gonna... I don't know. This comes from the Holy Reich. Reich, rather. Nazi Conceptions of Christianity. It's a book by Richard Stegman Gall. No, is it fake? Was positive Christianity not a thing? Rosenberg, yeah, wasn't a lot of this stuff coming from Rosenberg? Alfred Rosenberg, that is. He argued that the Catholic and Protestant churches had distorted Christianity in such a way that the heroic and Germanic aspects of Jesus' life had been ignored. For Rosenberg, positive Christianity was a transitional ideology that would pave the way to build a new, fully racialist faith. Was that not what Rosenberg was about? Instead of the cross, its symbol was the orb of the sun in the form of a sun cross, and in principle it was the elevation of the Nordic race, a rejection of divine revelation, and a promotion of a German god. For Rosenberg, the Aryan Nordic race was divine, and God was in the blood, in its culture, in the kingdom of heaven. In contrast, the Jewish race was evil, and it was a satanic counter-race against the divine Aryan Nordic race. Adolf Hitler approved of the work and emphasized the desirability of positive Christianity, yet distanced himself from Rosenberg's more radical ideas, wishing to retain the support of conservative Christian electorate and social elite. Yeah, the whole thing about the contradiction sounds to me like just populism, just avoiding to lose votes, avoiding to lose control over people. Lithium Biscuit, you're being naive. This is interesting. German God, that is cringe. Yeah, it is pretty cringe. Hitler followed Heidegger, and so he was a materialist and a realist. Yeah, I know that too. I remember hearing about that.
I really don't care, and I just want a game.
I'm trying to remember the one guy. I'm just trying to remember one guy. There was one guy who was a straight up occultist, and I don't remember which one it was. Himmler? Oh yeah, it was him. Himmler challenged the Christian concept of marriage. Okay. SS naming ceremony to replace baptism. Marriage ceremonies to be altered. Summer and winter solstices. Totenkopf death said. Okay, it was Himmler. Himmler had a lot of stuff.
Oh, man. Did the Holocaust happen? Some people died, but from disease.
Not that many. Doesn't matter either. And I don't remember exactly what. Keep forgetting what even happened.
Ron Shickelson, bye-bye. You're just cringe and gay. I don't even disagree with you. Just cringe and gay.
There was never a whole burnt offering.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. They didn't actually have... They weren't actually... I mean, were they actually burning... bodies at all?
Don't think so. Because it takes a long time to burn bodies.
Optics? You sound like a Stacy right now. You sound like a teenage girl right now.
Who said optics?
Dr. Rape. It's probably a joke.
That flies still. Not bad optics. Don't backtrack now. You really mean it's bad optics? Do you know who we are? Dude, you didn't accidentally get here and you meant to click on PewDiePie.
Oh my gosh. Today. I'm hating like groypers and Nazis even more by the second. Because they're like teenage girls, man. Oh, this is not a good look. People won't like me if I do this.
Okay, you're retarded. How's everyone? What are we talking about? We're trying to figure out what was the religious stance of Hitler and the guys that were with him. Because from what I get, from what how people talk about Hitler, he sounds like a straight up, like, dummy doodoo head, Asperger's retard. He's doing stuff, putty brain. So I don't know.
I'm launching Civ right now.
Alright, I'll launch it too.
I'm making a game.
I'm gonna open Civ.
Okay. Man, yeah. Oh man, Nazis are so gay, wow. I'm just thinking about that right now. Oh, it's not a good look. My image. I'm gonna be unpopular if I say this. I gotta hide my power level. You gay little... Oh my gosh, I wanna...
Nazi Party had plans for the Roman Catholic Church, according to which the church was supposed to eat from the hands of the government. An abolition of the priestly celibacy and a nationalization of all church property, the dissolution of monastic religious institutes, and an end to the influence of the Catholic Church upon education. Sounds good? Sounds awesome to me. I think I'm becoming a Nazi. I think they were right. I just became a Nazi right now.
Ideology is so cool. Anyone reads about it, they become it. Because you're so cool. So inevitable. Full of yourself. Shut up, retard. And then you're scared to proliferate it or tell people you actually care about it. It's too powerful. They might not be ready for how powerful my thoughts are. Kill yourself. Kill yourself, F-got. Igor, F-got. Black F-got. Igor ne agate fey. Ah!
Hitler also believed that the German god had put iron in Alsace-Lorraine and therefore it belonged to Germany. I don't even know about that. If that's true, that's funny. It's a bit depressing that pagans have an abundance of esoteric Hitler knowledge, but they skew it to their beliefs. I don't even know.
I don't think they know anything about that, honestly.
Because their perspective is so retarded on it. There we go. Okay. Want me to open a room?
Sure.
All right, we'll do. We'll do, man. Aha! Earth. I'll get the other one. A map that spans the entire planet. Standard.
Yeah, it's obvious that Wikipedia lies and historians lie and they just make stuff up because people will buy it. But it's not really, like, any help to point that out. I mean, if it's too, like, obscured, because, we'd have to give up on it. Yeah, even? But.
Like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna, because I feel like a lot of the stuff that backs that up is like, yeah, all that's bad. And everything you're gonna read on poll about the Nazis is right. I feel like that's not true either.
Yeah, because there's obviously, like, shills.
Yeah.
Whoever.
Like, yeah, you're reading Wikipedia? No, you should be reading posts on 4chan about it. That's even more contradictory and retarded.
Yeah, but 4chan, the thing is, 4chan never talks about the occult stuff. Because they don't care, because they're gay and dumb.
And the ones that I've seen talk about it are the ones that like it and think Gnosticism is cool, and Ein Sof and Kali Yuga, Ride the Tiger.
I want to punch someone in the face right now. You stupid idiots! You're so dumb! My gosh. The last thing I ever want to do is read Evola. That's like telling me to read Marx. Kill yourself! Oh my gosh. Alright.
You want to put it to King or do Prince?
Prince. I'm getting kind of raped? Okay. Raped in King.
Yeah, it is quite tough. Still adapting to it, so let's do some Prince game. Going as Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
Guess I'm going as United States then.
Awesome.
What was the guy's name for United States? Was it George Washington?
Yeah. I'm just going off on a tangent right now.
Oh, it's America. Okay, Washington. Get ready to rumble. We make a video about the Nazi, maybe?
Yeah, I would, except this site that was supposed to ship the Nazi props got it messed up doubly bad. Because I guess Nazis aren't actually that good at doing anything. Oh my, this is a horrible place for a settlement. What the frick? Can I move my settler? Is that just dumb?
You can move your settler. That's no problem. Although we probably shouldn't spend more than 3 turns.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Because this is in tundra. There is some copper, though.
Yeah. Okay, this looks good. A lot of deer around me. Wow.
I have no idea where I am. playing Civ 6. I'm playing Civ 5.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, now that it's set up, I'll share my screen.
Yeah.
One more retarded comment and I start banning. Yeah, go right ahead. We're not losing anything of value. Actually, Red Evola was the most boring stuff ever. Not surprised.
Not surprised. I just presume that Evola is just saying things I already know and then proposing even more retarded solutions to it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what these guys are all hooked on? Just people saying the exact same things they already know? Is that it?
Is that really just it? I hate that, though. I hate when people tell me things I already know.
Yeah, makes me... It's like they're treating you like you're retarded.
Yeah, it's patronizing. Do they like that?
Well, in a pathological sense, yeah, it seems like they would. I need some music to play.
Yeah.
We got some cool going on.
Me too.
What should I play?
I have no idea. I only like Stereo Lab and Aphex Twin right now, but I don't know. Maybe Boards of Canada would be good. I give my mods license to mute everyone, ever.
Yeah,
if
go
they're
right
annoying.
Ahead.
If they're annoying or cringe.
If they're retarded saying something unfunny.
Anyone who says anything unfunny, insta-ban.
Yeah, unfunny, heard before. Women go to the kitchen. Black people are stupid. Yeah, thank you for... Yeah, water's wet, retard.
They enjoy it when their ideas get regurgitated back to them. Is that just a low openness thing? What is that?
It's a freaking autism thing.
Is that associated with any, like, trait? Or is that you're just retarded and gay?
I think it's just being retarded. Eternal chip on their shoulder. Just have to repeat it infinitely.
Really? We can ban these people now? Yes. Just ban all everyone.
Ban everybody.
I'm pretty sure that's how Charles does it, and his chat is the best thing I've ever seen. Anyone who's not contributing to the good atmosphere of the stream? Out. Done for. When people hear things they agree with, it makes them feel like they have knowledge. Hmm. I guess hearing things you already are an expert on, it's sort of like, you know, beating up on someone who's half your size and winning the fight, but, like, yeah, of course you already are, I don't know, what's the song? Music is Math, Boards of Canada. I mean, I sort of get listening to the same stuff because I've listened to a whole lot of Jordan Peterson, and he hovers around the same topics a lot, but regurgitating that. I don't know anything. Chat rules: don't be cringe, don't be gay, don't be unfunny, and don't be retarded at all. Yeah, one strike, you're out, bucko. Jordan Peterson. I think Victor got raped by his mother, so I have to wait for him. Ah! Because it's very, like, listening to the same religious ideas get reiterated doesn't get old or cringe. Because they're deep and metaphysical and necessarily infinite in a way. I think specifically these factoids that they spit out are so shout that, again, they're facts, they're not concepts. They're statistics or something. Or, you know, something like 1488, like... It has no... You can't go into it anymore. It's what you see is what you get. I don't think they're, like, low IQ... Some of them are, but, like, there's gotta be some sort of dimension of personality where you're okay with hearing the same exact fact. It's always, like, novel or valuable to you. And cringe posting. Beat me to it, yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I'm gonna go mute for a couple more seconds. Because my mic just arrived, so I'm going to sound a lot better from now on.
Oh, I hope so.
Are you saying I sound bad? That's really insulting. Well, I didn't think that would come from you. Wait a second.
What are your thoughts about the Holocaust? Shouldn't it be obvious? Jeez. I think I just talked about it. I was watching a Hoppe interview earlier, and I suddenly noticed I got really entertained when hearing things I already knew and agreed with. Yeah, there is certain value, I guess. Like, doing that a little bit is fine, because we spent a good amount of time on poll, even after we, like, knew everything that was being said there. But eventually, it wore off. But the impression I get from these guys is that they've been like this for several years. So it's sort of like, you've been entertained by the same thing for that long? Like, I get, you know...
Back.
Hello.
Okay, I'm opening the box right now. Doing a live unboxing without a video, that's how I do it.
Awesome.
Ripped it apart, don't care. Ripping things apart, that's how I do it. I don't know. I only like hearing things.
But yeah, here's the thing about that is that Papa, again, he's still talking about concepts. Where it gets really confusing is when it's like factoids or like little statements, yeah. Like 1488 or, you know,
you can give me a really 1350 interesting tirade about the importance of nationality and whatever else that Nazis are into. You can give me stuff like that, and I'll be interested in it. But just repeating the same thing over and over again. Or, you know, 6 million
didn't die. Yeah, it's the exact, I think it's the exact same phrase.
Over and over again forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that gets tough to
resonate with.
Put up with.
Mm-hmm. Yo, hit next turn, my Iga. I'm trying to game. I'm
unboxing the mic, Iga.
You really cannot hit your mouse?
I haven't done my turn. That's what I'm saying to you.
Oh.
Got caught up in the box. What the F kind of retarded boxing system is this? Blue Snowball has a really stupid box. Oh, and Charlie. Where is the stand? Did it come here? I set it up. Okay, I didn't find a stand. Oh, a stand is here. Okay. Okay, this looks good. So, unscrew it. Open the actual mic part. Wow. This looks smexy, dude. Where do I even speak on this thing?
On the front, where the, like, cross-hatching is.
Okay.
I don't know why, but my bitrate is all over the place. I don't even have it set it that high.
Let's screw this in there. Okay.
Hold up, I'ma go offline for a second.